This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A judge in Honduras ruled last night that former President Juan Orlando Hernandez can be extradited to the United States to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez, who denies the charges, has been accused of electoral fraud and was named as a co-conspirator in a New York drug trafficking case last year. President Biden reiterated on Wednesday that the United States and its NATO allies are fully committed to providing Ukraine additional security assistance to fend off Russia's invasion.
He speaks for a people who have shown remarkable courage and strength in the face of brutal aggression. Courage and strength that's inspired not only the Ukrainians, but the entire world.
The White House is reporting President Biden will talk by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. The two will discuss the Russian-Ukraine war, competition between China and the United States, and other topics. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A strong 7.4 magnitude earthquake shook off the coast of Fukushima, Japan late Wednesday. The earthquake, upgraded from an original 7.3 magnitude, knocked out power to more than 2 million customers across Japan and injured 97. The region is the same part of northern Japan that was devastated by a deadly 9.0 magnitude earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown 11 years ago. Disgraced actor from the show Empire, now a convicted felon, walked out of jail Wednesday.
An appeals court sided with Jussie Smollett's lawyers and said he should be free pending his appeal after his conviction for lying to police and staging a racist homophobic attack. Smollett left the Cook County Jail Wednesday night after posting a personal recognizance bond of $150,000. The appeals court ruling came 1 week after a Cook County judge sentenced Smollett to begin serving 150 days in jail. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Representative Andrew Klein, the Republican from Georgia, told Newsmax on Wednesday that Russia has to see the strength of the world or it's just going to continue to roll forward.
You know, Ronald Reagan, back in his era, it was peace through strength. And that's what Russia has to see. And they have to see strength from the world or Russia is just going to continue to roll forward. And so, you know, there's an old Russian proverb that says, when you probe with a bayonet, if you find mush, you push. If you find steel, you withdraw. So Ukraine has to show Russia its steel, and the world has to show Russia its steel.
As the war in Ukraine rages on, roughly 10,500 Americans were polled in a Pew Research survey earlier this month. 35% of Americans favor U.S. military action in Ukraine, even if it risks nuclear conflict with Russia. Additionally, under half of the Americans approved of the Biden administration's response to the Russian invasion. Addressing Congress on Wednesday, Ukraine President Zelensky is asking President Biden to lead the world through peace.
I'm addressing the President Biden. You are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, it was not that long ago when Dinesh D'Souza, actually 2014, I guess it was quite a bit, a number of years ago, relatively speaking, that he presented this documentary, America, Imagine the World Without Her. Well, here we are. Maybe little did he know that some 8 years later, we're not only imagining, we are realizing a world without America, America's leadership. I mean, look what is happening. Like John Zemerich said earlier, yes, you know, we often hear that, you know, elections have consequences. Well, fraudulent elections have historic consequences. There are incredibly involved here, and this is what we're living out, not only here in America, but around the world. Megan Barth is with us right now. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, happy St. Patrick's Day. How are you?
Oh, well, you just reminded me, happy St. Patrick's Day.
You thought you were wearing green for nothing, huh?
Yes, right, exactly. Yes. I haven't even gotten my coffee. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Well, in a you know, that's what happens. Sometimes the green just jumps on us, whether we like it or not, you know. So anyway, it is. And I think maybe this is what the world is looking. Maybe we need a leader like St. Patrick, who brought a nation back to its first principles. You know, people often, you know, I often hear, Megan, you know, well, we're not supposed to be the world's, you know, policemen. Who said that? Who said we're not supposed to be? You know, I think when you go back and you consider the blessings of this nation and go back to its genesis and how it began, you know, you've got to ponder, you know, what it was about. Why was the hand of divine providence upon this great American idea? And the thing that God does consistently is that he blesses, like he did Israel. He blesses nations and a nation so that they would be a blessing. And I believe he did that for America. And when America has been true to that covenant promise with God that started with the pilgrims, it has gone well for us. When we thought and currently think that we can do it without him, and we end up dealing with a corrupt government and we lose our moral compass, well, then the rest of the world, you know, there's a loss of respect that goes along with a breakdown in morality. And here we are. I mean, we're not fooling anybody. I mean, Joe Biden yesterday finally made the announcement, said that, yeah, that Putin should be tried as, you know, he sees him as a war criminal. Well, Putin, you know, slaps back just as fast to say, hey, look, at before you throw stones in glass houses, let me remind you of all the civilians that your bombs have killed. Right. So where, you know, when we lose moral standing, we lose so much, and all that's happening right now in the world and what is about to unfold even further is a result of the moral underpinnings and how they've been so degraded and left us and the world so vulnerable, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, and I really don't understand the very heated rhetoric coming from the mouths of the Democrat leaders who are all of a sudden, you know, like basically neocon war hawks. And we're not talking about conventional warfare. We're talking about they're just throwing around World War III like it's, the, you know, a side of gravy at Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
This type of saber rattling is extraordinarily concerning. It was just such nonchalant. Like, oh, well, the World War III. Well, World War III. Well, World War III. Well, excuse me. We're talking nuclear war with tens of millions, not tens of thousands, millions.
Right. And we're talking a war that would inevitably affect the homeland here. I mean, in a way that you can't even imagine. You know, Russia.
We would never want to imagine that.
Exactly. I mean, you're talking the millions that we lost in World War II with the armaments that were available now with nuclear weaponry and the power that's available right now, the tens of millions of people that would die as a result of World War III. See, but, you know, the problem, and I was talking with Dr. John's America about this earlier, you know, that's fine and well that we talk about this right now, but you forget that there have been missed opportunities all along the way. If you are really a pursuer of peace, you've got to catch it early. You don't wait until you get to this point, because I keep reminding people, it's that old Pennzoil commercial. It says, you can pay me now or pay me later. And what we're doing now is we're paying it later. When you pay it later, you have much more, you know, casualties involved. It gets much more expensive and much more devastating. And this is where we are right now, because we've ignored all those early signs. Megan, we didn't respond to them. We've had poor leadership along the way, and we've continued to kick that can up the road. Well, guess what? The world is saying, okay, that bill is due, and get ready to pay for it. And this is really on our doorstep. And we the people, because this is a government of, for, by we the people, you can say, well, we've been misrepresented. Well, we've allowed ourselves to be misrepresented, because we have surrendered our lawful authority, our constitutional authority, to the ruling elites, and they have led us down this road to World War III.
Well, this is what happens when you steal elections.
Exactly.
We didn't have a fair election.
Yeah, but Megan, only a percentage of us are saying it's a stolen election. We, you know, because of the media and big tech and all these social media oligarchs and the pressure of the industrial complex and the deep state, they have all told us to shut up, and everybody has just gone along with it. And because they've gone along with it, we've got Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Nancy Pelosi. You know, as close to the Three Stooges as you could have, that between the three of them, it's hard-pressed to have a completed sentence from them, much less to make any sense of what they're doing. The closest thing that she made any sense about was the other day, which was interesting, when she said that, you know, if it was in her, but she's not a military strategist, but it was up to her, you know, she would take out those tanks, she said, you know. So, okay, well, but again, you're a day late and a dollar short, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, we're all talking about, you know, the trifecta that you just mentioned, that are basically an aneurysm away from a nuclear football.
Yeah.
And so you've got Joe Biden, who was implemented through fraud, and you have Kamala Harris, who is not respected. I mean, when she was over in, where'd she go, Poland? Was it Poland? I don't remember. But I think it was Poland, and she's basically giggling and laughing and cackling. And this is what happens. Evil rises in the face of weakness. Weakness creates the vacuum, and something's going to fill the vacuum. But they've taken Putin, and they did this with, if you recall, the 2016 election. He was the boogeyman again. He was the one trying to steal our election. And I was asked the other day if I agreed with the boycotts going on with Russia, and I said no. Why are we hurting the people of Russia?
Mm-hmm.
This is not how you win the hearts and minds, right, on the world stage. People are even banning Russian cats from, like, competitions. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous, the amount of virtue signaling going on.
Exactly. Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Megan after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the bearded men participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. And that distinction is in the heart. Men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation which can open the door to share both the good news of Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our desire is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and every bit of sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to hear the gospel message in their heart language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We're talking with Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. We were just talking about, remember Congress that passed, $14.1 billion, something like that? A lot of billions of dollars, anyway. We just passed it, supposedly. And the president, again, slow-walking stuff. I mean, here it is. People are dying by the second in Ukraine. And once again, President Biden is slow-walking money and support for the Ukrainian people. I mean, he talks about President Zelensky, oh, what a man of courage and all this stuff. And it's going, wait a minute, what is going on? And then we have this, oh, we got to have a special, you know, show thing to where the president signs for, you know, near $1 billion worth of armaments. And I'm going, wait, and nobody, Megan, I don't understand why nobody in the media is saying, what happened to the $14 billion? What memo did I miss?
Yeah, I think that's what we're all asking. I mean, we just signed, what, a $1.5 trillion omnibus spending bill, I guess, to keep the government open. And within that $1.5 trillion was $14 billion to go to Ukraine, as well as a 21% raise for all the legislators, the House, the Senate, et cetera. So they all gave themselves a 20% raise, gave Zelensky $14.1 billion. And then the headline I read yesterday was, they're going to sign another $1 billion for Ukraine. Well, how many billions is enough? I mean, why are we bailing out Ukraine to the billions and billions of dollars? What interest do we have in Ukraine? Well, nationally, not much. We've watched Ukraine in these throes of war over the course of time. You know, when Obama was president, Ukraine was invaded by Putin then, and he, you know, took Crimea, and Obama just stepped back and said, go ahead, you know. So why now? Mm-hmm. Well, if you look at, you know, Biden Inc., as we were talking about, 10% for the big guy, you know, Hunter was on the board of Burisma, and he was, it was just basically, Ukraine has been a money laundering operation for the elite. And this is exactly what we're witnessing now. Our money, our hard-earned money, is being laundered. And there are some people that are getting really wealthy off of these actions, including the Biden family. So we didn't have $4 billion for a border wall. Couldn't find that. Democrats were wringing their hands and screaming all sorts of things about how they couldn't come up with $4 billion for a wall. We couldn't afford it, I guess. But we can afford whatever the $14 billion is, for some country that I really don't understand, number one, why we're over there, and number two, why all of a sudden we care about Ukraine when, like I said, back in Obama's days, they didn't care. They let them take Crimea.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, some
well,
Ukrainians actually want to be Russian, and they want to be part of the under, you know, a country under Putin. There are some Ukrainians there that want that, and then there's some Ukrainians that don't. Well, let them figure it out.
Yeah. Well, and here they are. They're in negotiations, and hopefully they can find some exit and some answer for this. But, you know, unfortunately, see, this goes back to what we talked in the first segment, Megan. When you have a loss of leadership, and clearly we have it right now. All this that's happening in Ukraine is not all Joe Biden's fault. Although he's been a key player now in two administrations, now a third. And what concerns me is kind of like what you're suggesting, is that is Biden Inc. slow walking all this support for Ukraine because they're waiting for the big guy's cut somehow? I mean, this is how dirty this is. And it's hard for some people to understand. But you see, the international community gets it. They know that America is dirty. They know between the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation and Biden and God only knows, you know, what happened with Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi, the queen of quid pro quo, and others, that they've taken care of themselves very well at the expense of the American people and the world. And here we are, you know, most of Americans think that, oh, we're a moral nation, that, you know, we are that light on a shining hill. Well, every time we turn the light on, you've got the Pelosi's and the Bidens and Clintons turning the light off. And the world, you know, at large understands this, and it puts everything in jeopardy. And the biggest thing, which is kind of going by the wayside right now, is the negotiations between China and Saudi Arabia regarding the petrodollar. Megan, if that goes under, do you realize what's going to happen to America? We're toast.
Yeah, exactly. We're toast. with, like I said, the weakness that we're experiencing under Joe Biden in all facets, really, of the world, we're watching Saudi Arabia, China, and Russia become the superpowers, if you will.
Yes.
And once they abandon the dollar, and start trading in what, rupees or yen or whatever currency there is.
Well, the international bank will end up coming with some sort of electronic Bitcoin version. And you'll have, cyber coinage going out. And then at that point, heaven help us all, because we'll all be tied to that. The dollar will be crushed, and we'll exchange our worthless dollars for this electronic data monetary system that's just around the corner and nearer than you think. And the only thing that's holding it back right now is the American dollar.
Exactly. And so we think there's inflation now, right? Our money is not going as far as it once was due to tax, which is inflation. And if we thought the cost of goods were expensive now, Katie, bar the door.
Exactly. We're Venezuela. We're Venezuela. I mean, we're eating out of the back of trash trucks. This is, this sounds horrific and hyperbolic. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the future that we're looking at right now. It's pretty scary stuff, but this is all brought to you by these ruling elites that have taken over and are happy to take care of themselves. Nancy Pelosi doesn't care. I mean, clearly she doesn't. This is why she's not investigating the Chinese about COVID and Wuhan and why they're so protected, as Peter Schweitzer has called them out for being elite captured. They're all bought, sold, and owned by the communist Chinese, just like Justin Trudeau is up in Canada. And, and meanwhile, we're continuing to pay the dividends of poor leadership. As you wrote about, Megan, you got something like, speaking of that $1.5 trillion spending bill, something like 4,000 earmarks worth up to $10 billion. I mean, can easily slip into a document of over 2,700 pages, right?
Yeah, and these earmarks, we didn't have earmarks, if you remember. Those were gone. Those were, can't use earmarks. Well, all of a sudden, earmarks are back. Ralph Warnock down in Georgia is getting, millions of dollars for God knows what. And the list goes on and on. And so, again, they're fleecing the American people in order to take care of their pet projects and take care of themselves. And it's not even earmarks. I mean, it's the raise. What kind of chutzpah do you have in this type of economy, in these types of inflationary times, where people are struggling to fill up their tank of gas in their car and put food on the table as prices keep rising and skyrocketing, and they're going to get worse, to give yourselves a raise? They're already making $170,000 a year, and they have a huge expense account. They're going to give themselves another 20% on top of that. 20%?
Well, that's for staff. Yeah, that's for staff. They're going to expand their staff. Yeah, exactly. No, it's crazy.
Well,
yeah,
right.
Not
so,
now.
So you expand their staff. Oh, okay. So, again, expand government.
Mm-hmm.
We're paying for it.
Yeah.
So that's the Democrat way. You
right.
only expand
and,
government. You never expand. Once you expand government, you chip away at a person's liberty. The greater the government expands, liberty and freedom contract. So that 20% is going to expand the administrative state. It's disgusting.
Well, and that money for Warnock was to buy votes. See, this is what happens. And the Democrats they're excellent at this. They get into the Treasury, and then they go out and they get earmarks for Warnock because they know that his seat's going to be hotly contested. So they got to help him out. So they can't do it with their own money, but they're going to do it with everybody else's money. And we say, this is federal money. We don't care about Warnock, that's for something for Georgians to figure out. Oh, no, we're going to interject the rest of the American people, like it or not, just like the unions do. And we're going to try to affect what happens in Georgia with this Senate seat of Warnock. So we're going to pay him some money. Megan Barr, thank you. Appreciate it.
Your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A judge in Honduras ruled last night that former President Juan Orlando Hernandez can be extradited to the United States to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez, who denies the charges, has been accused of electoral fraud and was named as a co-conspirator in a New York drug trafficking case last year. President Biden reiterated on Wednesday that the United States and its NATO allies are fully committed to providing Ukraine additional security assistance to fend off Russia's invasion.
He speaks for a people who have shown remarkable courage and strength in the face of brutal aggression. Courage and strength that's inspired not only the Ukrainians, but the entire world.
The White House is reporting President Biden will talk by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. The two will discuss the Russian-Ukraine war, competition between China and the United States, and other topics. USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
You know, demand for employer-funded education benefits is growing rapidly among working-age adults in the U.S. A recent Gallup Amazon study found that 70% of workers interested in upscaling say that they would switch to a new job if offered free skills training. Young adults entering the labor market even rate employer-funded upscaling as more important than paid vacation time. Imagine that. Serving more than 45,000 students, National University has been selected to serve as a national education provider for this Amazon Career Choice Program. And here to tell us more about it is Dr. Michael Cunningham. He's the Chancellor of the National University System. Dr. Cunningham, we appreciate your time to come on and tell us about this this new Career Choice Program by Amazon.
Wonderful, Bill. Thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners for being on and sharing in our excitement about this program. Yeah, it's
a
real big
idea.
Deal.
It
really is. It really is. And I my hat's off to Amazon for their forward-thinking stance on employees and the benefit of employee education.
Exactly. You know, for some people, they have never heard, maybe they haven't heard of the idea of upscaling. This might be a new term to them, but this is a clever idea. You've got people there that are looking for a career path, and if they can, you know, move up and given the opportunity and be, you know, advance their skills, they're all over this. I mean, to the point that they're saying, hey, I'd much rather do that, get that than, you know, more vacation or maybe even a pay raise, because ultimately they're willing to invest in themselves because they believe that in upscaling their skill set, they will do better in the long run, right?
There's no question. And you know what, Bill? I you hit on something really important that people should know. This is not only an investment by Amazon. This is not only an investment by organizations such as National University. This is an investment by the employee, the learner themselves. Because although that the tuition is paid, there's no free lunch. There's a rigorous program. You know, employees have to lean in and study hard and work hard to get that credential, that degree, that upskill. And it's important. So it's an investment all the way around. But if we do this together, society in general will be a better place. So let me tell you a little bit about the program. Exciting. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Bill.
No, I was just going to ask you who's eligible, but I'm sure you're going to unfold that as you tell us more about the program.
Sure. You know, there's a very rigorous program that Amazon went out and they said, all right, you know, what universities are capable of this scale of this size? What university had been really focused on the adult learner? Remember, our average age of students is 33 years old for undergraduate, 40 or so for master's, and above that for doctoral programs. We've been doing it for over 50 years as a nonprofit private university based out of San Diego, California, and we've been doing it well. So they chose us for that, as well as our one class per month format, so students can get on and off the carousel, if you will, if life gets in the way and we have to focus on work. Think about Amazon. November, December, you're probably not going back to school in November, December, because that's a busy time. Mother's Day is also busy. So that's what it's about. And Amazon is investing over $1.2 billion to their 750,000 hourly employees across the United States. And they're doing it because free tuition. And they're doing it because they're having the same problem most organizations are having now. How do you attract, retain, promote, upskill your employees and get the best talent in the door and have them stay for a while? And as you said at the opening, education benefit is important to folks today. Early baby boomers will change their jobs 12 times in their lifetime. Those that are younger are changing much more often, and they're going to live longer. They're going to be 80, 90, 100 years old is not out of the question. They will have over 30 jobs in their lifetime, over. And many of those jobs don't even exist now. So that's where we step in. We step in and helping folks get degrees, credentials, and upskilling for the jobs of the future.
This is awesome. Dr. Michael Cunningham is with us. He joined the National University System in 2013, has extensive experience in both the education and business sectors. This is right in your wheelhouse based on your background in education. This has got to be a lot of fun for you, right?
Oh, it's really exciting. You know what keeps me going every single day is, and if you think about this from a big picture thing, throughout my lifetime, I've been helping educate students. And if you think about it, if you, especially underserved communities, and if you can change a person's life and their family's life for generations to come through education. Now, exactly. if you do it at scale, like we're talking about with Amazon, you're not only changing families' lives forever, you're changing society for the better forever. Think about that, especially underserved communities. It is a huge movement, and my hat's off again to all the associates at National, to other great educational institutions and Amazon for being so forward-thinking around this.
You know, I'm so excited to hear you talk about the underserved community because I look at it as a natural resource. And being in business most of my life, human resource is, you know, I think so underappreciated. I mean, even like people that we have coming, you know, across our border right now, if I can get just a little bit political, I just think it's a shame that we are not investing any time to find out what kind of talents coming across, you know. I mean, okay, I get it. Look at it. If you got gang issues and selling drugs, you know, really, you're not for America. We really don't want, you know, that here in this country. But people who are earnestly, you know, wanting to work hard, provide for their families, learn more to do better. Boy, I'll tell you what; those are the people that we want in this country. And these are what you're talking about are building blocks for the next generation and for the next America down the road, isn't it?
Of course, we're paying it forward, Bill. You know, think about it. I was fortunate. You know, I'm from Irish descent. In 1892, my folks came over, and my whole family going back four generations, were either New York City cops or firemen. And that's what we did. And through that, we were able to, you know, educate our families and move up our station in life. And now look at me. I mean, I have a great job of leading a wonderful university. And I was first one to go to, you know, college in my family. And I grew up in a household of heroes. There was an ethos of heroism in the house. And that opportunity would never have been afforded unless, you know, America opened up the borders to those that had great talent. So I'm excited about it, and I agree with you 100%. You know, National is a minority-majority organization where more than 62% of our students are students of color. And it's really exciting, and we're changing societies one graduate at a time and preparing folks for jobs that don't exist.
Well, Dr. Cunningham, I mean, look at employee investment from companies. They're realizing that this is key. I mean, this is their future, right? I mean, and this is why they're responding to a program like this.
No question. You know, Dr. Chris Bram, who is the president of our Workforce Education Solutions, just did a major research project. And he answered the question that, you know, Bill, I'm sure you have and many of us have. Is by paying for an employee's education, does it pay off? Because there's an old adage, you know, there's only one thing worse than training your and upskilling your employee and having them leave, and that's not training them and having them stay, right? So the research shows that, and it was really groundbreaking research, that showed that students whose employees pay for their education, either fully or partly, those students will stay there longer at the job. They're performing better. Believe it or not, they have, like I said, it's an investment. They have to go to school at night, or whenever they decide to go to school, you know, they have family and they have job responsibilities. But these folks that are opting in are performing better on the job. They're staying longer on the job. And guess what? They're feeling much better about themselves. Their self-efficacy goes up significantly, and that makes for a better employee, a better citizen, and a better family member.
And I would say, Dr. Cunningham, appreciation for the leadership that would provide such a program that would help them out and seal their future, would it not?
Oh, yeah. As you said, the statistics show that employees appreciate that, and they're looking for those opportunities, and there's a loyalty factor there. You know, Amazon realizes, right, that the employee that goes to Amazon probably won't stay there the rest of their life, the majority of the employees, right? Many times these are entry-level jobs or they're mid-level jobs, and they realize that. So they have a corporate responsibility that they get 4, 5, 6 good years out of an employee, and then they do what I'm calling a career handoff. They're upskilled during their tenure with Amazon, and they go out and they get a job that advances their career and their station in life. That's a good corporate partner right there.
Exactly.
And people realize that.
You got it, Dr. Cunningham. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
You too. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bill Martinez live.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and my favorite movie guide, president and founder, Dr. Ted Baer is with us. Hey, Ted, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. I just got back from NRB.
Yes.
I was so tired for 3 days. I was driving and fell asleep. I came into my office and fell asleep. I was doing a radio program yesterday and fall asleep. At 75, it's harder to keep awake after you've gone to Nashville and gone from 4 in the morning to late at night doing interviews and meetings.
Exactly.
You know, I don't think I'm going to go back there again. But I say that every year.
I know. It's almost like we need a convention of sleep after a convention because we need that break. I mean, it's amazing what a toll that takes on you. I know my staff, when I'd go on vacation, to a convention, they was thinking I was on, vacation just because I came back with hotel soap or something. You know, well, you must have been on vacation,
They say that to me too, Bill. They say, you're on vacation. How was your vacation? I'm going, are you kidding me?
Yeah, really. Well, lots to catch up on. And, in terms of movie world, and that is China and Disney are back in the crosshairs. Tell our audience what's going on here.
You know, I know the man who was the head of Disney for many years. He retired and they forgot him, but I didn't forget him. He's one of my good friends and he's a Christian. And they've always had, when they released their first films in China, and every studio says this, and all my friends who are top studio heads, collecting the money is almost impossible. So the Chinese connection, when you read about it in Variety or Hollywood Reporter, they make a big deal about it. But for the studios, the good news is that Spider-Man, the latest one, did so well without China, and they can do well without China. And it's easier to collect in the rest of the world. I mean, I know the best distributor in Middle Europe and South America. It's easier to collect. So China has always been difficult. And we were negotiating once upon a time with China about something, taking movie guide. And once you have a contract, then they renegotiate the contract. They never decide on a contract. Then I took a history course on China. So this is going to be an eternal problem that you have. And Disney has a lot of problems now. You know, the LGBT is attacking them. Bob doesn't seem to be. He seems to have apologized, but I don't think he's coming, saying that we're not going to edit this out. They understand the box office. Yes. And they need Pixar, which a friend of mine heads now, who's a Presbyterian, to stop getting into, woke material.
Yeah, these LGBT cultural issues.
Or Buddhism or anything else. They've gone off, and Pixar used to be their biggest moneymaker. You know, that was sort of like, you know, James Bond or Star Trek or something. It was Spider-Man. It was the big moneymaker, and it's just, it's now getting awards in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But I have people take my class, and I say, don't pay attention to awards. It's the money that tells you whether you won the battle or not.
Amen. Well, and Disney is in a bucket of gum that they're trying to extricate themselves out of. If it's not dealing with China, it's also Florida. A lot of controversy here recently because, Disney didn't take an aggressive enough stand against this bill, this education bill that passed in the Florida legislature, and they're up in arms about it. I mean, basically, the governor, DeSantis, is wanting to protect kids and just saying, hey, look, we just don't want kids from kindergarten to third grade. I'm surprised it didn't go all the way up to throughout elementary school, and saying they should not be exposed, to sex and pornography and all these other things that, the wokesters want to include in the curriculum.
Yeah, it's pathetic because the wokesters have come up with this slogan, don't say gay, which has nothing to do with the bill. Mm-hmm. But the bill is not, it's not saying don't say gay,
right,
especially if talking about the gay 90s and the 1800s.
Right.
It's saying.
Or don't we now our gay apparel? No, we're not talking about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's saying that parents have the right and children should not be brainwashed. And I've taught on this for years. I taught media literacy when I was head of the departments at City University of New York, got 60 professors. The interesting thing is all the law used to be on the side of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the motion picture code was on the side of the parents. And you couldn't portray any sex in such a way that a susceptible person to doing perversion would be attracted by it. You couldn't do that. That was right in the motion picture. You couldn't portray violence in that way. Now violence has become attractive, and I guess if friends of mine like Cindy Bond, now are doing Saw 3 or 25 or whatever it is. So we've really slid, not just the, not just in the area of LGBT, but in every area. And children are susceptible. I teach on that. Children aren't fully mature, actually, until their mid-20s. Mm-hmm. Their brain is still changing and radically. And they go through, I go through the stages of cognitive development. This is all decided on because I get academia, and they all agree. The academic community agrees, except for the vociferous LGBTQ who come up with slogans.
Mm-hmm.
That's Henry, that's Marcuse, that's Marx, that's the Frankfurt School. They're turning the truth on its head.
Exactly. Well, and at what expense here? I mean, our kids are oversexed. It's unbelievable at a point where even the wisest man on earth, God said, Solomon said, do not wake up love before it's time. And this is what we've done. I mean, back in the days, you and I were growing up. I mean, Ed Sullivan told the cameraman, do not shoot Elvis below his waist. Remember, there was outrage because we weren't allowed to see Cher's belly button. And now here we are. It's like, forget it anymore. I mean, no holds barred, Ted.
Almost every day, because you pay attention to this and I do, there's an article about a woman or her mother suing because her, the school actually brainwashed their child. And, children are committing suicide. Children are losing their way. You got to get them out of public schools, number one. But I'm proud of Florida. I'm proud of Georgia. And I hope that the Georgia bill goes through. Did it go through? I didn't see that.
Well, I haven't seen the Georgia bill. The Florida House bill is waiting on, it's on Governor DeSantis' desk, the last word I got. He'll sign it for sure. Again, this is what the wokesters do, like you said. They, like Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter isn't really about Black Lives Matter. I mean, it took us a while, to understand it. Some of the churches are still trying to figure it out because it sounds cool to be able to say, well, yeah, Black Lives Matter, but, We pulled back the veil.
My wife is Argentine, so Argentine lives matter.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody's lives matter.
Ukrainian lives matter right now. Exactly.
One of my employees is from Indonesia. So Indonesian lives matter. Let's really take this seriously. And Ukrainian lives matter. So what are we doing about that? Because I have a friend who just emailed me whose wife comes from the Ukraine, which is a beautiful country where I've spoken. And the family is, her family, her parents, her friends are getting killed.
Yeah.
Don't their lives matter? I mean, this is so baloney. It makes me so angry. Don't get me so upset.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, let's change subjects. Let's go to the Adam Project, new on Netflix with some cautions. Tell us about this.
Well, the Adam Project is a cute movie. Actually, it's got a lot of cautions to it, so I shouldn't have said that. But it's a 4-star interesting movie. It's a science fiction movie on Netflix, and Adam Reed, played by Ryan Reynolds, has a travel jet that was invented by his father and the father's partner. And he wants to go back in time to stop this, you know, this time travel, because the other person who killed his father is now trying to destroy the whole world with their ability to do time travel. It's like you gave Nancy Pelosi... the ultimate way of getting, he could get rid of everybody after the Vikings who took over Kiev and reestablished the Viking Empire. So he goes back in time, but he meets his 12-year-old self. Now, you know, and I know, anybody who follows science fiction, you can't meet your former self according to the rules of science fiction. But here he does, and they work together to try to solve this problem. And his time jet has broken down. It's a good, exciting story, you know, if you like science fiction. But there's little things. Partial to the male nudity as the man dresses a bullet wound. There's a little bit of alcohol. No drugs, but there's got some passionate kissing. And, of course, foul language, which was the bad part that we objected to. There are 4 Jesus profanities.
Wow.
You know, my view is the movie does not need 41 obscenities, 4 Jesus, 4 GDs. And I'm just reading today the Bible to my wife, who's been on chemo for years, about how God hates that. I mean, we're defaming his name, which doesn't need to happen. So,
well, look what and speaking of which, I was reading this morning, too, about Phineas, right? Here, you know, God was being disrespected. And the children of Israel were getting involved with Moabite women. And one was so blatant, he decided to take Cosby, the Moabitess, into his tent and right in daylight in front of God and everybody. And Phinehas, a Levi, went after him and speared them both. And God said, good for Phinehas, and he will long be remembered because he cared for God and he cared for, you know, God's character. We should all do that.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Our opportunity. Dr. Ted Baer, as always, you're awesome, buddy. I so appreciate you. Where can people go to be in the flow of the know and get an update on what's going on with everything Movie Guide?
They can go to movieguide.org, movieguide.org, and it's free, and you can get everything you want. Don't email me until the end of the week when I recover from all my sleep deprivation.
Exactly.
So, bless.
Well, get some good rest there, Dr. Ted. Take care, buddy. Dr. Ted Baer from Movie Guide.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to